I need to have a facelift. Do we have Larry? Has Larry joined us?
Larry is here.
Yep, Larry's here.
All right, then we are going to begin our meeting.
One moment, let me.
One moment.
Figure out why this.
Pretty surprising about the state superintendent, by the way. Well, it wasn't really surprising. Shocking, I think.
Surprising enough.
I think it's sad.
I think it's really sad. I just think it's really sad.
Nancy's in depression.
I can't even imagine how sad they are.
Although the president just announced that some states would open back up May 1st. Incredible.
It appears the meeting is now streaming live on Facebook.
Yep.
Are we ready to begin?
We are ready.
The Board of Education of the Logan City School District hereby gives notice that we are meeting in a regular meeting on Tuesday, April 14th, 2020. The time is 5:02 p.m. We are having an electronic meeting, and it is available for view on the district's website or on
the district's Facebook page.
On the district's Facebook page, the meeting can be viewed live. The mission statement of the Logan City School District is to ensure all students leave our schools ready to create a positive future for themselves and their community. Those board members in attendance are Ann Geary, Christy Cooley, Frank Stewart, Jenny Johnson, Gary Williams, and Superintendent Frank Schofield, and Business Administrator Jeff Barbin, with our Administrative Secretary Shelley Bowman also in attendance. The agenda for the meeting is as follows. Welcome by myself and Geary. We are going to start with celebrations. It's something that our district tries very hard to do, is to celebrate the wonderful things that our teachers and students are doing. And so the first item is to celebrate our Sterling Scholar recipients. Superintendent, can we have those pictures? And some of their names, I'm afraid I may not pronounce correctly. We want to recognize Sar Luen with Individual Arts, Lydia Semundani, Vocal Performance, Jake Anderson, Instrumental Music, Laurie Reeve, Computer Technology, Braden Schaefer, Skilled in Technical Sciences, Aviation, Brooklyn Williams, Dance, Samantha Eliason, Social Science, Samantha Butters, Family and Computer Science, Abigail Blanchard, Science, Haley Stratford, Speech, Theater and Forensics, Marilyn Chavez, World Languages, Taylor Fang, English, Jaron Cox, Business and Marketing, and Olivia Erickson, Math. I know that we had two of our students were finalists, semi-finalists in the state competition. We're just so proud of all of these students and the way that they represented Logan High School and themselves. We have such wonderful students. Now we would like to have each board member have the opportunity to share any celebrations that you may have, that you've observed, especially over this time, this challenging time we've had since school closed. You may indicate who would like to go first. Jenny, should we start with you since you have a student?
I have two students. I have a high schooler and a fourth grader. So right now, my fourth grader, his teacher has been phenomenal. So they've gotten on and done gotten online and done lots of fun things, and they've done Zoom events with all of their classes. And she's specifically gotten and asked each individual student how they're doing and what have they been doing at home. And it's just really been amazing the amount of connection that she's been able to do with each and every student in the class, and specifically with my own children. So, which I know that she's doing with each of the kids in each class. So I just am amazed at just what our teachers are doing, because I know if she's doing that with my kid, then she's doing that with all of them. So I'm just so impressed, and I'm so proud of the teachers in our district.
Christy, do you have anything to share?
Oh, sure. I am just amazed. I guess I have a lot of emotion just because I think it's such a trying time, but I'm just so grateful. It the parents and the students and the teachers, it just feels like we're getting one roadblock after another, and it just feels like we're just leaping over that and doing what's best for kids under a trying circumstance. I've had great response from parents from participating in the school lunch program and how grateful they are for that. The teachers, again, like as Jenny said, reaching out to students all across the board, from high school all the way to elementary. It's just been wonderful to have so many creative ways that teachers are engaging with students, and how excited the students are. I think that it gives students like hope when they get to see their teachers via the computer, and it just sparks their interest. And those poor parents at home, I don't know what I would do if I had all my kids home to teach. I don't think I could teach all my kids as well as the teachers do. So I'm just so grateful. And to Frank and the district office staff for doing such a great job keeping everything together. Shout out to Shanna. She's done a great job at really getting communication out to us and to staff and to our community. The principals, I mean, the list is endless, and how grateful I am that we have a tremendous staff and a great team that's just leading on, and we're just, you know, tackling this one single second at a time. Nobody's ever done it before, so it's our first rodeo. I think we've learned a lot, and hopefully we'll never have to do it again. But I'm just grateful for everybody. So thank you, all of you as well.
Frank Stewart, do you have anything?
I just have a huge shout out for exactly what Christy and Jenny have talked about. I'm literally surrounded by this because, as you know, Nancy teaches fifth grade at the Edith Bond, so she is teaching 24/7 off of our dining room table. I hear their Zoom meetings all day long. I hear her reflecting with the children. In the afternoon, I think what is most interesting is these children are dying to be in their classroom and see their students and be with their teachers. Nancy has an hour scheduled where they can just call in and talk about their dogs and what's going on and what they did today outside of regular school work. And then I have two grandchildren over at the Adams School, like Jenny's children are experiencing this directly. So it's just a hats off to what's happening in our district and literally in classrooms at home across the state of Utah. We could not, should not be prouder of what's happening. And yet there are probably a lot of worry points out there too with students and parents that possibly in those low income levels and that sort of thing that we need to be extra cautious about, but a huge shout out to what's happening.
Larry. Do you have anything? Did you unmute him? Apparently nothing from Larry right now.
Sorry.
Okay,
can you hear me? Go. I've been talking, but you haven't been listening. No, sorry. I guess I got muted somehow. Just to echo what Jenny and Frank and Christy have already mentioned, across the board, how much effort has gone into dealing with something that we haven't obviously dealt with before. And as Christy mentioned, hopefully we won't deal with again. But I'd like to give a huge shout out to our not only our teachers, who are dedicated every single day, regardless of whether they're at home or in the classroom. They're the most common denominator in the educational well-being of all of our students, but also a shout out to our food service people and handling the job of providing meals for all of our students, K through 12, one day a week. I talked to Paul Guyman this morning, and he was unpacking supplies. He's had to increase his supply chain. So he's doing a great job. And those, the unheard of heroes are the ones I really want to pay congratulations to. So again, thank you for everybody that's been involved.
Thanks, Larry. Jeff, do you have anything to add?
Yeah. I also wanted to mention Paul Guyman. It's been interesting to work closely with him. He's, you know, trying to source food locally as well as nationally and find ways to get around the supply chain issues that he's having to get food here. And it's just amazing the number of meals that they've served and what they've been able to accomplish. Our staff has been able to, you know, we are continuing to pay people and try to create opportunities for them to continue to work. But so it gave us some additional duties to have to get everybody's time, input everybody's time, because we're not using time clocks. So we needed to input everybody's time into Olio Time, which is the new system that we've moved to. And so we've been able to get that accomplished and get all of those timesheets and everything in a few days before we need to do that. And so, and they've been doing all of that from home. They come in, you know, to pick up mail or to stop by and have me sign some things and things like that. But by and large, everybody but me has been working from home. So it's been a good situation. It's been interesting to see how they handle those challenges.
I'd like to share two things. And one is the amazing things that our student body officers are doing and others to make sure we continue to have class elections and student body elections. They've gone online. They're making sure that it's handled in a fair manner. And I just shout out to those students and their advisors who are making sure those important things happen. Also, I don't know if Frank can pull it up for me, but there's a wonderful video that's available. Student body presidents in the state from high schools joined together and they created a video. Can you show the end of that for me, Frank, or not?
Would you like to see the actual the clip with Alex?
Yeah, just this is three-fourths of the way through this. We all rise together. It's with student body officers throughout the state. And we're just going to go to the very end if we can possibly play it. Our Alex Rasmussen does such a great job of representing Logan High. And then we'll do that from there to the end. But I encourage you to go on Facebook and look for this. Let me drag in. Yes.
We have a decision to make. We can choose to stay down in these struggling times, or we can rise together.
So all of these student body presidents got together and made this great statement for kids throughout the state and encouraging them to rise. And it's just very indicative of what can happen if we think positively, though I think all of us today had some very sad moments. So I appreciate those celebrations. We're going to have the superintendent now share with us an update, which will also have some celebrations in it. Correct, Superintendent?
Correct. Let me share this and go again to our report. What I wanted to do is give you all as a board an update on some of the ways that the COVID-19 outbreak has affected our district and some of the things that we've been doing to respond to that. Many of these are issues that you've been aware of, but I just want to kind of put them all in one place so we can share them with the public. First, as you all know, just in terms of the overall timeline for the dismissal, is due to the pandemic, an initial school dismissal period was announced from March 16th to March 27th. That was, if you recall, announced jointly by Governor Herbert and State Superintendent Sid Dixon. Just a few days after it was announced on March 23rd, that was extended through May 1st. And as of 2 p.m. this afternoon, our dismissal period has been extended through the end of the school year. The language that Governor Herbert used, if you were watching it, you recall, was through the already scheduled graduation date. So for us, that's March 29th.
May 29th.
May 29th, not March 29th. May 29th, thank you. So right now we are planning to continue with our digital learning and our food services, et cetera, through May 29th. I just want to briefly express my appreciation for Governor Herbert and State Superintendent Sid Dixon. These are not easy conversations to have. They're definitely not easy decisions to make. I know that the governor has been very concerned with the impact on Utah's economy and on families with the school dismissal period, as has Superintendent Dixon. They've also talked to us as superintendents at length about the impact on students of a dismissal period and our employees, whether we're talking about food service, academic learning, or the emotional impact of the school dismissal period. It's been interesting that the things that have been most commented on to us by Sid Dixon have not really been the academic learning pieces. That of course is important, and we want to continue to promote it. But her greatest concerns have been for our student welfare and our staff and what we're doing to care for them at this time. So I really can't say enough how much I appreciate the leadership coming from our state leaders, specifically from our state superintendent and our governor. In terms of what our response has been to the school dismissal period, there are a few things we've been doing. First is our goal to have regular, ongoing, effective communication. We currently have a weekly conference call with the Bear River Health Department and all of the Northern Utah school districts and charter schools. That happens every Tuesday morning. And it's just a conference call where we get on with the health department and they talk with us about school-specific issues related to the dismissal period and the coronavirus. They'll give us updates on numbers of cases, what the incident rate is, how people are responding. And those have been very positive just in terms of allowing us as school districts to talk with one another about what we're doing, how we're responding, and what we can learn from one another. We also have a daily conference call between the health department and the public information officers from various local organizations. That is every afternoon, and Shanna has been participating in all of those conversations. Shanna Longhurst, our public information officer. So I have not been as involved with those, but Shanna has, and that informs her regular updates to the community, so we're able to get a handle and get perspectives from various organizations across the valley. We are having weekly